Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of September 2019. Supreme Court has expressed serious concern over people dying during manual scavenging and sewage cleaning in India, saying nowhere in the world people are sent to gas chambers to die. The court made scathing observations and said that though more than 70 years have passed since independence, caste discrimination still persists in the country. Apex Court has stayed the execution of a man convicted in a rape and double murder case in Coimbatore 9 years ago. The court stayed the execution of convict Manohar until the 16th of October, 2019, the next date of hearing. Apex Court has observed that Kerala is a part of the Indian territory and courts there are bound to follow the law declared by the top court. The court expressed displeasure over tinkering of its judgment and order by the Kerala High Court in a matter related to churches. Supreme Court has observed that schools, colleges and non-profits funded substantially by the government will come under the Right to Information Act, 2005. The court said that, whether the funding is direct or indirect, like land at discounted rate, they are bound to give information to the citizens under the Information Act. Such institutions come under public authority and transparency in public dealings and probity in public life requires this interpretation. Supreme Court has sought to know from Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and Enforcement Directorate, ED, the status of investigation and trial in the coal block allocation scam cases probed by the two agencies. The court observed that it would take a practical view on repatriation of officers involved in the investigation of coal scam cases to their parent departments in a manner that the investigation does not get stalled. Supreme Court has declined to give credence to a report cited by the Sunni Waqf Board by four historians, who in 1991 had opined that the disputed Babri Masjid, Ram Janmabhoomi site in Ayodhya was neither believed to be Lord Ram's birthplace before 1815 nor was there any proof of a temple being destroyed to construct the mosque in 1528. Supreme Court has clarified that while exercising its powers of judicial review of administrative action, courts should not interfere with the administrative decision until it suffers from the vice of illegality, irrationality or procedural impropriety. Supreme Court has observed that the Shab-e-Tarkak is duty-bound to protect the property of the temple, and the Shab-e-Tarkak cannot usurp such property for their own gains. A5. Judge Constitution Bench was already hearing the Ayodhya title dispute where the Shab-e-Tarkak, Nirmohi Akhara, claims on the property has been challenged by the Sunni Central Waqf Board. Though the judgment is passed by a 3-judge bench, it cannot have an impact on the decision taken by the Constitution Bench. Supreme Court has noted that there is no concept of negative equality under Article 14 of Constitution of India. The court further observed that what was unaffected by the repeal of a statute is a right acquired or accrued and not mere hope or expectation of all liberty to apply for acquiring a right. Bombay High Court has said Mumbai Metro Rail Corporation Limited shall not fell trees in the Airai Colony area to make way for a metro car shed till the 30th of September. The court noted that it will hear a petition challenging proposed felling of over 2,600 trees in this area in North Mumbai from the 30th of September. Delhi High Court has permitted Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to withdraw his plea seeking to quash the summons issued in a defamation complaint against him by BJP leader Vijender Gupta. Delhi High Court has declined to entertain a public interest litigation, PIL, filed by NGO, Suraj India Trust through its chairman Rajiv Deya against whom the Apex Court has earlier issued orders directing its registry to not accept any applications filed by them. SEBI has barred Gautam Thapar, former chairman of CG Power and Industrial Solutions Limited, and three former officials of the company from the securities market, after a preliminary probe found them guilty of various irregularities including misusing the company's assets to facilitate loans for certain third parties, round-tripping of funds, concealing payment details and unfairly extending interest, Free loans to promoter group entities. Bombay High Court has granted relief to 5 final year law students and directed Mumbai University along with the Controller of Examinations to release their mark sheets and passing certificates after determining the legality of their records, so that they are allowed to appear for the All India Bar Exam. Bombay High Court, BHC, has ruled that mere possession or storage of gutkha pan masala cannot come under definition of danger under Section 188 of Indian Penal Code, 1860. The court further observed that as long as the goods remain stored, they do not pose danger.